Chapter 14 The Greek Cities The Greek cities that were really states. We modern people love the sound of the word big. We pride ourselves upon the fact that we belong to the biggest country in the world, and possess the biggest navy, and grow the biggest oranges and potatoes. And we love to live in cities of millions of inhabitants, and when we are dead, we are buried in the biggest cemetery of the whole state. A citizen of ancient Greece, could he have heard us talk, would not have known what we meant. Moderation in all things was the ideal of his life, and mere bulk did not impress him at all. And this love of moderation was not merely a hollow phrase used upon special occasions. It influenced the life of the Greeks from the day of their birth to the hour of their death. It was part of their literature, and it made them build small but perfect temples. It found expression in the clothes which the men wore, and in the rings and the bracelets of their wives. It followed the crowds that went to the theater, and made them hoot down any playwright who dared to sin against the iron law of good taste or good sense. The Greeks even insisted upon this quality in their politicians, and in their most popular athletes. When a powerful runner came to Sparta, and boasted that he could stand longer on one foot than any other man in Hellas, the people drove him from the city, because he prided himself upon an accomplishment at which he could be beaten by any common goose.